This week we're going to be thinking about the last week in Christ's life and his resurrection. And if you haven't noticed already, the theme for this week is believe that you might have life. So tonight I thought it would be good for us to think about belief, how we can determine what is true belief and how awesome it is for us to believe. So what is belief? Well, it's pretty simple. When you believe something, you're fully persuaded that it's true. And the word belief in our theme actually comes from the root word for faith. And we know the definition for faith, the Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance for what we do not see. So that word, faith, is the root word that we have for belief. And James tells us that if we have faith without works, then our faith is dead. For example, if you say that you believe something, but then you don't act on it, the faith or you believe that you had, it doesn't exist or it's dead. And this is a useful test for us to see if the belief that we have is true. And it's something that we want to know in our lives. Is our belief real? And this is because the integrity of our belief has a big impact on our life now and an even bigger impact on the life to come. So let's have a think about what it's like to say that we believe something, but then we act in a way that's opposite to what we said we believe. I think it's kind of like when you invite people to come around and hang out with you, invite them around to something, they're like, oh, yeah, that sounds pretty good, Kane. Yeah, see you there. And then, like, they just never show up. But, yeah, they just didn't believe it was worth coming, and then they found out excuses, and they just didn't show up. Well, it's like the people in James 2 who say, be warmed and be filled to these people who are hungry and don't have clothes. And they say these things, but then they just leave it there, and they don't actually go and look for food or clothes. They just say, oh, yeah, be warmed and filled, hey? Or Peter, when he denied Christ, he had the best intentions, so much so that he said to Christ, I'll lay down my life for you, Christ. But he didn't follow through on what he said he believed. So there's just some quick examples of not believing and not following through on something, even though you said you believed it. So let's think about some examples of what true belief looks like. I think a good example is the skydiver. The skydiver has a massive amount of belief in his parachute, so much so that he does this ridiculous action of jumping out of a plane, so much because he has so much belief in his parachute. Well, Jesus also had a lot of belief. Jesus believed so much that God wouldn't let him die or see corruption, and that for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. Jesus' belief was so massive that he chose to put himself through that immense amount of suffering, and he actually acted out what he believed. So for us, what we end up doing in our lives and the way that we act, this is the best indicator of what we believe. If we truly believe something, we'll act on that belief. And the opposite's also true. If we don't believe in something, then we'll find a reason to bail on it or not to act and end up following through on what we believe. So it's a great little test to see if our belief is true or not. And Christ gave us some pretty serious instruction about what is the best way to live our life. Do we believe these instructions, and are we following through on what we say we believe? Are we loving God with all our heart and soul and mind? Are we loving everyone around us just as much as we love ourselves. Are we loving everyone just as much as Christ loved us? And are we seeking first the kingdom of God before anything else? How much we believe and then consequently act on that belief has a big impact on our lives, both in this life now and eternally. Let's consider the impact that belief has on our life now. Some of us might have experienced what it's like to have a low level of belief, or we probably know someone who doesn't really know what they believe or doesn't believe anything. And we know that without belief and without something guiding our lives and telling us how to live, that life feels very meaningless and worthless. We're tossed to and fro by all the thoughts and opinions floating around out there. However, a belief in God's word gets rid of that. It grounds us. It tells us how that we should live. True belief dictates every decision that we make, and it dictates how we end up living our lives. True belief drives us to have a positive impact on this world. And it causes us to be the best versions of ourselves, guided out by what God has laid out for us in his Bible. And true belief has an amazing impact on our lives now. Let's consider the impact that belief has on us eternally. Jesus tells us in John 6, verse 47, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life." Jesus is saying, if you believe, you already have eternal life. And eternal life is going to be unbelievably incredible. Isaiah tells us about God's kingdom in chapter 64, verse 4. He tells us that God's kingdom is going to be something that we can't even imagine how good it's going to be, no matter how hard that we try. Our relatively tiny brains, they can't even begin to understand or comprehend just how incredible God's plan is for us. And God says, all that we must do is believe. Believe that God has asked you to act. The way that God has asked you to act is the best way. Believe to the point where you live your life in line with what God has instructed us in the Bible. Believe and you'll have life. We've got an amazing opportunity here this week to be exploring and strengthening our belief, so let's make the most of it.